to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Good day, good day, good day. Well, I had to change from saying good morning to good day because as we currently are positioned, we air at various times throughout the day. So good day, good day, good day to you. And you know what? Really, it really is taking it to a whole new level because the show is international. Therefore, just because it is morning right in the part of the world where you are, but at the very same time, there may be another caller on the line in the chat room that may be in an entirely different time zone. For instance, right now, it's, 10 o'clock in the morning, a.m., Eastern Standard Time. But if you are in Japan or somewhere like that, it possibly would be around 10 o'clock p.m. So we want to just move into the new dimension, the new situation that we're in. Basically, no more do we have to limit ourselves. We don't have to be limited. So we are unlimited. And so, good day, good day, good day. Well, if you are listening to the show today, we have an exciting topic for you today. If you are an entrepreneur, this show is for you. Yes, if you are an entrepreneur, because today we want to talk about the entrepreneur lifestyle, the entrepreneur lifestyle. So many people today are becoming entrepreneurs, and that's great, you see, because of the economy is so bad that even in Washington, D.C., they are holding many discussions about becoming an entrepreneur. And the saddest thing to me is how over the past 15 or 20 years or so, there are some who have made being an entrepreneur seem like something, you know, stupid. Something not that great. Something that, well, that's what you do if you can't find a job. And, you know, and how sad that is, because I've been a victim of some of those thoughts hurled at me, you know, for wanting to be an entrepreneur. I mean, downright almost making me feel as though I'm a failure. And, you know, and that is so sad that in this country, that mind, as a matter of fact, that mindset where people feel as though to be a real person or to be a real adult with success, you have to have a job, meaning that you have to go somewhere and apply to an organization, submit a resume and what have you, let them select you out of hundreds, possibly even thousands today, because people submit their resumes from all around the world. And you got to be chosen for one job out of thousands of people sometimes, if nothing less, hundreds. And that is the legitimate way, that's the righteous way to be a successful adult. And it's so, so sad that, you know, now the tables are turning and the country is literally begging for people to become entrepreneurs. As a matter of fact, in business statistics that we share in business school is that the country, the United States of America, for years and decades has been made on 75% of all businesses are small businesses. Yes, 80% of the revenue do come from the multinational corporations. But what happens with that 75%? Those people, that 75% of small businesses, fuel the economy. It fuels the economy. It also keeps the unemployment rate low. So right now we have a very high unemployment rate, whereas when individuals start businesses, first of all, they put themselves to work. And more than likely, they may hire at least one other, even a very small business, may be able to hire at least one other person. So that's the part that I think is really sad, that in this country, we think that being an entrepreneur is not that, you know, it's something that is low level. Hello, you wouldn't have a job. And I tell my students this, I love to, you know, I think one of the reasons I love teaching business one-on-one down at Essex County College, because I just love the looks on my students' faces when I talk about being an entrepreneur, because it's business class, so that's what we talk about in business. We talk about every aspect of the business, the forming of the business, the structure of business, what managers and leaders do. We talk about marketing. We talk about finances. We talk about production, operations, the economy. We talk about every aspect of business. And I absolutely love watching students, their faces, when they, you know, I go around the room and I have everyone identify where they work. And they work at sometimes. I mean, I have students that work at some of the biggest, baddest companies in the world, okay? And but it's so funny to watch your face, and we start talking about entrepreneurship, and I says, well, the person you work for, they're an entrepreneur. Yeah, that company that you work for, you hear all this stuff about being an entrepreneur that you think may not be all that. Well, guess what? The person that you go in every day and that you clock in, whether you clock in with a physical clock or you write it on a sheet of paper or you scan an ID badge or just there's somebody there who just takes note that you're on the premises. And even if you work at home, it's the same situation. Somebody has to be accountable. You have to be accountable to someone for your time. That's the whole thing in working for someone. And you'll almost never get away from that, ever. I don't care how great the pay is. I don't care how big the company's name is. I don't care what your title or position is. When you work for someone else, you are accountable to them for your time. That's what being an entrepreneur is. Entrepreneurs, they start a business, and then people become accountable to them on various levels. And the better you can coordinate that and organize that, the more successful your business is. So for those of you who work for someone, this is no deference to you. We are glad. I tell my students, listen, every entrepreneur is excited that there are people who cannot see beyond being a worker. They don't know what they're like besides themselves, because basically you've made them rich. You're making them rich. You're keeping them able to put their children in private schools and private activities and cultural enrichment activities. You're keeping it so that they can take the, yeah, they, you know, some leaders, you know, they don't take that many vacations, but when they do take a vacation, they know they was on a vacation. I mean, they might just go away for 3 days, but that 3 days is spent on a yacht, eating shrimp and caviar, you know, eating, that time is spent in a place that is so far away that you can't even hardly pronounce it. So, yeah, they may not go away for the 2 weeks like you do, but your 2 weeks might be spent just going down to the Jersey Shore. Their 2 weeks is spent on a jet plane out of here somewhere so exotic that they don't even bother coming back to share it with you because it would really make you very sad to think about it. But again, so absolutely, entrepreneurs, we absolutely love individuals who just want to get up and go to work. We don't think anything's wrong with that. But unfortunately, some people who just work every day thinking something wrong with being an entrepreneur, and that's what I think is so funny, because it's like, but we should love each other. It's almost like the song that I think Hezekiah Walker made, I need you, you need me. You know, we both need each other. Entrepreneurs, we need individuals who can't see beyond being an entrepreneur. They just want to go to work, do their 40 hours, get their paycheck, and go home. So we can't put them down. That would be foolish to put them down. Without them, who's going to help us grow our business? There's no entrepreneur that's ever grown anything big by themselves. It just doesn't work. It'll never happen. So today we're talking about the entrepreneurial style, the entrepreneurial lifestyle. And this is something that I've been, you know, speaking about for a while as a coach. I've never considered myself a business coach. I don't know why, since I've been, I should have, you know, it should have dawned on me, but it didn't. You know, sometimes things don't dawn on us right away. It's okay. It's all right. You'll make it. I love the way my little niece Candace says that. It's okay. You know, you're going to make it anyway, right? I put that part on, but I love the way she says, it's okay. It's okay, Aunt Lisa, she'll say to me. But so I'm saying, it's okay. It's all right. So you didn't do it before. You didn't think about it. So I didn't put together being a coach and being business. You know, well, it didn't dawn on me that after 4 years of school, and or six really, 6 years of business school, it just didn't dawn on me. And then the couple of years that I was trained as being a coach, it never dawned on me to put those two together until just now, basically, until right now. So, you know, but that speaks to the fact that God does have a plan for us. We have a plan, and we think we have a plan, and sometimes you don't have to have a plan. When you go with God, you really don't need a plan. Because if you go with God and you got a plan, you may as well throw your plan away, because he got his own plan. He's got a way that he wants to do it, and he's already got it planned out. See, I know the plans I have for you. So he already knows where we're going, what we're going to do. Anyway, so basically, when you're going with God, you don't have to worry about a plan per se. So talking about the entrepreneurial lifestyle, if you are an entrepreneur, then congratulations. But now that you are an entrepreneur, you need to know about the lifestyle that you have chosen. And if you want to be successful at being an entrepreneur, not only do you want to study the lifestyle, but you want to be able to practice the lifestyle. You want to be able to live this lifestyle successfully. So what are some of the things that you need? I want to talk about at least five things that you need in this entrepreneurial lifestyle, okay? Number one, the main thing that you need in this entrepreneurial lifestyle is that you need to have a changed mindset, okay? So the mindset that you have when you work is going to be different than the mindset you have as an entrepreneur. As an entrepreneur, you're going to now think about how to make your business sustainable. You know, every day you're looking at ways to sustain the business. The person who just goes to work every day, well, they're not necessarily looking at that. They're looking to you to have already done that, and by the time they get there, they're just going to now implement whatever strategies that you've come up with to sustain the business. Okay. So the first thing is that you got to have your mindset has to be switched. You got to switch from being a worker to a planner. Okay. The second thing, the entrepreneurial lifestyle, the second thing that is embedded in this lifestyle is networking. Okay, if you are an entrepreneurial, networking is now not a choice. It's not like an option. You do it if you can. You do it if you have time. If you feel like going down to the all-white affair, or if you feel like going over to, you know, jazz night down at NJ Pack or what have you, yeah, you do that. But when you are an entrepreneur, when you're living the entrepreneurial lifestyle, networking comes with that lifestyle because you're always looking for new opportunities to talk about your business. So networking, and we have workshops where we teach people how to network. We teach people the proper way to network and how to network for success. All right? The third thing that you need if you want to be a part of the entrepreneurial lifestyle, you have to become a trainer. You need to be able to train people in this lifestyle. And again, I do a workshop where I teach people how to train, how to hold workshops, how to do workshops. As a matter of fact, that workshop is happening today at 5 p.m., from 5 to 8 p.m., at our PSUI Training Institute in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And if you email me, I can send you a flyer. If you email me at lilisa.williams@gmail.com, I can send you a flyer. Or you can simply go onto my Facebook page, and I'll put the flyer under the PSUI Training Institute Facebook page. If you go to Facebook, there is a page there for PSUI Training Institute, and it's simply facebook.com/PSUI Training Institute right there on Facebook. And I'll put the flyer right there so that you can sign up for it tonight if you desire to come to that training tonight. As a matter of fact, while we're here talking, I will load the flyer, which is the other beauty. So the entrepreneurial lifestyle is one, you have a lifestyle where you have a changed mindset from being a worker to now being one who creates work, okay? So you have to go. See, when you're a worker, you just go to work, you just show up and be told what to do. But as a leader, now you have to create work for the people who are going to show up, but you have to be able to give them meaningful work, work that's going to produce a profit, because what are you going to pay them with? So it's critical that you be able to do that. Number two, you have to have this networking mindset. And we talked about networking and how we do training classes. The other thing you want to do is you need to have the style. You need to be a trainer. You have to train people when you are an entrepreneur. You either have to train people or you have to hire people that can train people. And that's another place where I can come in, because I am a trainer by trade, so to speak, or by degree and by experience and just by nature, because I absolutely love training. I absolutely love training. Okay? So what you want to do is you want to be a trainer, right? So I'm giving you five entrepreneurial lifestyle keys or lifestyle traits or whatever you want to call them. But these are five things that you need to be doing to be a part of the entrepreneurial lifestyle. Because again, we said in the beginning of the show, it's not like getting up and going to work every day. So you need to be a trainer. You have to train people. You have to train people to duplicate what it is you want them to do. You have to train people on your products and services. Yes, you know your products and services, and you know them very well. But do the people that represent you, how well do they know your products and services so that they can speak intelligently to customers? Okay? The next thing you have to do, the next lifestyle that you absolutely have to have as an entrepreneur you have to have a lifestyle where your lifestyle is very well, I want to say, organized or time management, okay? You have to, you can't let your time slip away and get by you before you know it. It's one thing when you work every day, you just get up and you go to work and you put yourself on a little routine, and sometimes a whole month might slip by and you don't really know much of what you got done, but you went to work and you did something every day. But when you are the entrepreneur, you have to have a system in place that lists what you will get, what you will achieve for that day, for that week, for that month. And until you hire a project manager or a manager of operations, it's you. You're the one who has to do that. And it could be considered multitasking. Again, you definitely want to take some project management classes. Look at all the things that you have to manage. You have to manage your networking, your training, you know, your time, with new customers, you know, your marketing. So you have to get a hold of your time, because the first thing comes to mind is that, oh, I'm in business for myself. I can do what I want. I can go where I want. You know, I don't have anybody that I have to answer to. And what can happen is that time can eat away at your time. Before you know it, you're out of time. And what are you going to do then? So you definitely, the entrepreneurial lifestyle is, you have to adopt a lifestyle now of being organized. Maybe you weren't that organized before, but you have to be organized now. And, you know, a lot of people, when we first started our businesses, you know, we thought that we would be able to do all these different things, and we thought it was easy, you know. And it is relatively easy to start a business. It's not that difficult to start a business. Go and get a business name, decide on some product or service. It's not that complicated. Look to the, you know, the proper agencies that you need to, with your local county or state, to, you know, formalize your business. That's not that difficult. But what could be difficult is growing the business, sustaining the business, expanding the business, keep the business going. Now, that's where the challenges will show up. It's like with a marriage. I mean, it's not that difficult planning a wedding, getting a caterer, purchasing a dress, buying a ring, getting your blood tested, all of that, renting a hall or facility or what have you, and then going there that day. It can stress people out, but that's the easy part. It's the after you wake up, after everyone's gone home, everyone's told you you got a fabulous dress, your tux was the bomb, you know, and the food was delicious, and, oh, you look so pretty. Now what? You see, how do we make it day after day, month after month, year after year, after that, with all the challenges of life, with all the challenges that come with two people trying to become one? Got to share everything. We got to talk about everything. I got to tell you things that I never told anybody. Do I tell you things that I never told anybody? Who is she? Who is he? What do they want? What, you know, it's work. It's real life work. Same thing. Starting a business, sure, it could stress you out. Do I need a lawyer to do these papers? Do I need this? Do I have to hire a consultant? Do I need a coach? Do I need this, this, and that? It could be very stressful. But that's the easy part compared to once you get the business, once you get those documents, once you get your articles of incorporation, now what? Maybe you get into a partnership or even an LLC. Now what do I do? How do I, you know, build a profit? How do I communicate my business? And how do I market the business? How do I get customers? How do I stay solvent? You know, how do I grow the business? All of these things, you know, what about internet marketing? What about multimedia? What about social media? What about employees? How do I deal with that? you know, there's going to be a lot. There's a lot. But the entrepreneurial lifestyle, again, is awesome. It's great. You know, it's fun being an entrepreneur. We do have our own lifestyle, okay? We have things that you know, that come with the territory of being an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs, we meet up together. There are many, many organizations that have events just for entrepreneurs, okay? You know, we definitely look at all the hours that we put into being an entrepreneur. You know, as an entrepreneur, we make a profit, which is always wonderful, right? That's always a great part of the lifestyle. But not every entrepreneur is making a profit, okay? Sometimes people are just an entrepreneur for a short time. Maybe they don't want to be an entrepreneur forever. Like there's my one friend who works with me on marketing projects, the marketer for my company actually, she tells me that. She says, "Oh, Lalisa, you're a serial entrepreneur." And I thought, okay, if you say so, you're the marketer, you're out there, you know. So she's describing more and more what this serial entrepreneur is. But that's a person that's basically an entrepreneur, you know, for life. You know, everything you do speaks entrepreneur. Some people are not. But one thing that, you know, again, there's different lifestyles for different entrepreneurs. You may be an entrepreneur, but just part-time. You may be an entrepreneur where you have your full-time job, but yet you want to have a little business on the side. You're still an entrepreneur, okay? You may not be a 100% entrepreneur because you still have to transition in to work for someone else, but at some point you're an entrepreneur. You may be an entrepreneur for a period of time. Maybe you were laid off of a job or you were fired. Right now, there are a lot of people who are not being hired. They don't want to be entrepreneurs. They're being forced into entrepreneurship because of terminations or because of job cuts. And for some, they're going to realize that going into being an entrepreneur, that's the only option that they have, all right? And some people need to sit down and rethink their lives, and that's why we want to be here as a coach. I want to be here to help you sit down, look at all the possibilities that come with this new lifestyle. There are some changes that you have to make. You know, some people are fortunate enough to see the loss of their job and security as this opportunity to really do what you've really wanted to do, what you always wanted to do. You know, there are many things, regardless of going into business for yourself or how you got into this notion of being an entrepreneur, there are certain things that you must do, certain keys to success in this business. So I would say from the change of mind to accepting your new life, the networking, the training, the being organized and the time management, I would say the fifth entrepreneurial lifestyle that I want to give to you today in terms of a lifestyle of something that you want to do is that you want to be a planner. I want to talk about planning, right? As an entrepreneur, again, like I said, when you go to work every day, you don't really have to do a lot of planning. You may have to plan what you're going to wear. You know, you may have to plan what you're going to do first when you get there, right? What are you going to do first, second, and third? But for the most part, there may not be a lot of planning on your part. But as an entrepreneur, you will do a lot of planning, okay? You will have to spend an incredible amount of time planning your business, planning what's your next move, what product or service are you going to offer next, how you may have to plan a way to strategically reach your customers, okay? You may have to find a way to, you may have to plan how you're going to handle, structure, and work with your social media. You know, social media is blowing up all over the place. Everywhere you turn, there are new social media applications. There's Meetup. There's tons and tons and tons of Meetup. There's all kinds. I'm telling you, there's so many resources out there. There's many, 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 many ways for you to connect with your customers through social media. There's blogs. You know, a lot of businesses, entrepreneurs are starting blogs. So as a planner, as you're doing all this planning, you need to plan for your social media. What are you going to do with social media? You need to plan for how you're going to do internet marketing or virtual marketing versus the traditional marketing where you mail something to someone. But what about marketing for today, you know, for the 21st century? People are marketing now using text messages, all kinds of other ways that people are marketing. So these are the five entrepreneur lifestyle keys that I wanted to give you for today. And I want you to think about being an entrepreneur. If you are an entrepreneur and you want to make your business a success, you want to have a successful business, it's not that you are looking to be written up in Forbes magazine or Entrepreneur Today. That's not it. But what you do want is that you want to be successful, just as successful as you were when you were working for someone. If you were on a job making $40,000, $70,000, six figures or more, you were successful. And you want to be as successful in being an entrepreneur. So you want to stay connected with us. So I'm going to be doing some entrepreneur coaching over probably the next year. And we're kicking off with this big Women Leader and Entrepreneur Conference and Summit and Business Expo that's going to be held on Saturday, August the 25th in Newark, New Jersey. We want you to register for that conference. The tickets are $30. I can give you the registration. I'll give you the registration information that you can go right online and you can register for this awesome, awesome, awesome event. I will give you the code number for you to register. So you can register right online. And that number, I believe it's going to be right here. Yes. What you're going to use to register? No, that's not it. It's not there. Let me find it. Because I know it's on here somewhere. Okay, it's not there. Let's see. I know it's here in my text. I will find it for you. And you can, okay, let's see. Is it there? Nope, not there either, right? Okay, well, as I'm looking for this, I want you to continue to think about what it means to you in terms of being an entrepreneur. And are you as excited? You should be. I mean, if you're not excited about being an entrepreneur, you probably are not going to excite others. And, you know, if you want to get more attention about your business, you want to get more people to follow your business, you definitely want to be excited. You want to be the main person that is excited about your business. So I think I'm about to get the code for you in a minute that you can go online and you can register for this event. You can register by going to the website tinyurl.com/B as in boy, W as in water, K as in kite, the number 3, Z as in zebra, S as in Sam, and H as in Harry. So that's http://tinyurl.com/BWK3ZSH, Z as in zebra. So go there. We have some phenomenal speakers. All of these speakers are either leaders and or entrepreneurs. They're leaders and or entrepreneurs, every last one of them. And they are going to teach us what needs to happen as entrepreneurs. You're going to have other vendors there showcasing their products, their services, their community-based programs. We have all kinds of vendors. And our theme this year is release your power, your aspiration, and your innovation. So we want people to be innovative in their creating their businesses, their products, their services. We want to be aspire. We want to aspire to greatness with our businesses, grow our businesses. This is the best time. Like I said, there's talks already in Washington, D.C., about the importance, which Washington has always talked about, the importance of the small business person because, again, that's basic research is that small businesses fuel the economy. They make up 75% of all businesses in America. A lot of people get their first job through small businesses. So it has a very, very steep history in our United States economy and probably the world economy, I would imagine. And we are excited. I'm excited to be an entrepreneur. I'm excited. I have been an entrepreneur now for probably a good 12 years, not full time, but I got the entrepreneurial bug when I first moved to New Jersey and back in 1987. And I was working for a company in the purchasing department. And it was a manufacturing company. And in the purchasing department, I used to have to file. My job was to file the purchase orders. And we had hundreds of purchase orders from all these different small companies. And so what happened was my job was to file them right. And then the boss called himself giving me more tasks. He was upgrading my job. He gave me the responsibility to expedite many of the orders. So I would have to call these small companies and ask them when was the product going to be shipped so that our production people whose desks were on the other side of the glass, they could begin to plan with the factory downstairs and making the product and so we could get our product out to our customer in time. So here I was, and I'd be calling all these different small businesses. Well, I'm pretty friendly, you know, when it comes to stuff like that. So I was getting to know these people. So me not liking to see all the wow, this entrepreneurial spirit was just waiting to be born. So me not wanting to sit in the office, I was never a sit in the office 9-to-5 kind of person, comfortable with that, happy, take my lunch when it's time to go to lunch, get off and go home. I was never really into that. So as soon as there was an opportunity to go pick up a product, because a lot of our vendors were local, because the purchasing manager, that's the mindset that he had to deal with small local vendors, because he felt that he would get better treatment, they would cater to him, versus going to these big manufacturing companies and getting products for them where you're just another number. And so whenever there was an opportunity to volunteer to go pick something up, I was your girl, let me tell you, I wanted out of that office. And I would be all over in Kenilworth and, you know, different places. I was all over in Elizabeth picking up things. And I would go in and I would chit-chat with the business owner because it's a small business. It's not like going into a big corporation where you just go to the side door to the pickup and delivery and keep going. But I was going into these very small businesses that were operated and ran by sole proprietorships most of the time. And the CEOs were right there. And I'd shake their hands, chat with them, they'd chat with me. So I think I really got the entrepreneurial bug launched there. I think it was in me all my life because my grandfather owned his own business. And as a teenager, as a young lady, rather, I worked for my father, had a dry cleaners in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I worked in his dry cleaners for probably a solid year before I left and moved to New Jersey. So I got a chance to be there with just my father and myself, and my brother worked there, and then my sister would come there from time to time and work as well. And I remember the person that we brought the cleaners from, and this was a family named Carters. Well, my dad brought the cleaners, and I was working there. A few times I heard them tell my dad, you need to let LaLisa run the business. But at the time, I was 20 years old. I was, not thinking properly. My mind was not in the right place. I was not thinking about owning a business, running a business. I thought it was nice what they said. I, smiled, and, it made me feel good inside. But I just didn't have any concept about being a business owner and running a business. And then many people so my father let me work the counter and do all the counter work. And for the most part, he and my brother did the pressing because this person had convinced my dad that they should let me be at the counter. So people would come into the cleaners, whatever, and they all would make the same comment. They were like, oh, we love coming here. LaLisa, and that was only because I really, really treated the persons with excellence. Like, I made them feel like they were a star. When they came into their cleaners, they were a star, and I made them feel like that. I would rush and get their clothes, just making them feel very, very special, yes, ma'am, no, sir, that kind of thing. And people really, responded to that. But at the time, I didn't know what I was doing. And he even tried to convince my dad to let me go out and work with the accounts, that my dad had a few accounts at some hotels. And so I did that. So I think, so I had it in me already before I moved to New Jersey, but working with that small company really helped me to see I was liking that. I was like, yeah, this is nice. You got your own business. You can kind of set things up the way you want. And then I met another young person who had a computer business. And that's, computers were just coming out then in terms of being on your desk and being in your home. It was brand new. And so this person had a computer business, and I used to go there. And it was a nice little computer store. He had one store in Newark, and then his store moved to Kenilworth. And I thought, wow, this is really nice. It's really cool. But again, I didn't know how to do it. But luckily for me, I was able to get into school and take business as a major, and then that showed me all that I needed to know. So here I am today. So I said all of that. I gave you that long story. Some of you who know me, I'm good at long stories. So I gave you that long, drawn-out story about how I got to being an entrepreneur and why I believe in it. So it's not – being an entrepreneur is not a fly-by-night thing with me. It's not – the next best fad. I just really do believe in entrepreneurship, and I know it can be a successful thing. We're going to continue to watch and see what is happening in Washington, D.C., but I'm coming as a coach, as a person who is also into business for herself as well. I am coming to make a bold, strong case of why it's important that you follow your dream. If you have a dream of being an entrepreneur, you need to follow it, regardless of what people say and what people tell you. Sometimes, like I said in the beginning of the broadcast, sometimes people can make you feel like following your dream to be an entrepreneur is something wrong. Something's wrong with that, and it's not that great of a thing. Oh, you don't have a job. I know I don't have a job because I create jobs. That's what entrepreneurs do. So that's fine if a person wants to say, but you don't have a job. Oh, I know because I create jobs. And a person who just goes to work every day, they don't create very much of anything. They go to work and they do what they're told. Somebody else created in a higher level meeting. They sat there and they created. And then they came back and said, now do this. And that's almost in every job across the board. Unless, of course, you are an engineer, you're designing something. And even then, I mean, when I worked at Valcor Engineering, the engineers did not just go and create valves on their own. Again, the vice president of production met with the CEO, and they decided what customers they were going to go after, whether it was a nuclear plant. They don't call the engineer in and say to the engineer, oh, what products or services do you want to go after? No. The CEO with the CFO and possibly the vice president of production or what have you, they might all go to a meeting and decide what industry or market that they're going to go after. And then when they come back, now they may call the engineer in to say, how can we make this product, right? But again, so yes, the engineer is now using their talents to create that product, but they did not decide. They weren't the big decision makers to make that particular product. As an entrepreneur, you are the big decision maker. It is your and yours alone, is your decision to decide. Like, for instance, for me, as an entrepreneur, and it's my decision if I want to sell whatever network marketing product I want. It's my decision if I want to write another book and have that as a product. It's my decision if I want to go into production of, you know, T-shirts with something cute written on them. It's my decision. As an entrepreneur, you make the decision for what's going to happen. And the way and the lifestyle that the entrepreneur has now comes into play to bring all that into fruition. So those five things that I talked about earlier, now that you are an entrepreneur, now you're going to put those things into place. So here on the show, the Coach Elisa Show, over the years that we've been doing the Coach Elisa Show, and now we're just calling it the Lalisa Williams Show, but over the years that we've been doing the broadcast, we've talked about all kinds of things as it relates to being a successful business person, being an entrepreneur, just being a successful person, personal development. But a lot of the talks have centered around being a success in life. Now, if you are an entrepreneur, you certainly need that, because sometimes when you're an entrepreneur, again, society doesn't quite understand us. The American society, anyway. It doesn't quite, even though they know the entrepreneur is important, they don't quite understand what we do. But yet, every person that gets up and goes to work, everybody that you know, and you may be that way too, if you were to say, oh, I get paid Friday, I get paid Tuesday, Monday, the 15th and the 1st of the month, the 1st and the 30th, or whatever, you know, your pay schedule is, right? Biweekly, bimonthly. Some people get paid annually, whatever. Let's just say you know, you do a job and you get paid one lump sum. I don't know, much like we do in the college. You know, we teach a class, they pay you, that kind of thing. So whatever your case is, then you work for an entrepreneur of some sort. A person that starts a college as an entrepreneur. So if you go to work, and that's why in this country, unfortunately, the entrepreneur is not easily understood, but everybody understands getting a paycheck. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of people in this country in an uproar right now because of all the unemployment, because of all the people that are not getting a paycheck. But yet, when people say, oh, I'm an entrepreneur, you know, sometimes people like, you know, get a real job, you know, that kind of thing. So that's one of the reasons why we're coming on doing the show about being an entrepreneur. That's why we have the Women's Leader and Entrepreneur Summit coming up and Business Expo, because right now is the best time to be an entrepreneur. If there was ever a great time, there's been other times in America where it was also a great time, definitely during the crash of the economy back in the 30s. Whenever there's a horrible recession or there's a really, really bad recession and possibly even a depression, is absolutely the best time to become an entrepreneur. Why? Because the prices are lower for everything. Like right now, you know, in some places you can buy a house like dirt cheap. So let's just say you wanted to do a business where you're helping the homeless. And before, the property level was so high that you couldn't even fathom getting a building to house the homeless. So you can start your nonprofit homeless business. Well, now would be a great, absolute great and wonderful time to get that building, because the buildings are dirt cheap, you see. So during a recession, same thing with, there's some other things that are really inexpensive right now. For instance, in a lot of places, office furniture right now is dirt cheap. Why? Because, unfortunately, there are businesses that are going out of business, and they are selling off things that they have bought and purchased over the years that they no longer need because they're going out of business. Well, you starting the business, these things would be great to you, even if they're used. So for you, this is the best time. I mean, I'm telling you, it is serious right now for entrepreneurs. I got an email. I'm getting emails every week from an organization that will teach you, and I've never had this happen, and I've been around the business industry for a little minute. I've never had this happen. All of a sudden now I'm getting emails from people telling me they will teach me and help me become a franchisee. They will show me how to do it. I've never had that happen before. Before it was always, you know, it seemed so difficult to really learn how to start a franchise, how to get a franchise. But right now, they're trying to help people start franchises even. And you know, to start a franchise takes a lot of money down. Starting a franchise is not like starting an Avon business. You can start an Avon business with $10, okay? But you know, there's not a whole lot of franchises. You're going to start with that little bit of money. You need some thousands to start the average franchise. But that's how relevant being an entrepreneur is today. They want you to start these franchises. They realize, you know, it's about to get really, really, well, much better for the entrepreneur. Now, for the person working, well, for people working, what they need to do is they need to get prepared. They need to get entrepreneurial ready. So it's okay, because a lot of people are going to wait till the last minute. They're going to wait till they get the pink slip. They're going to wait till their unemployment runs out. And then they're going to say, okay, you know what? I have no other choice. I'm hungry. My children are hungry. We've already lost the house. We've already had to pack up and go live with mama or daddy or cousin or auntie or grandma, something we never didn't want to do, something we haven't had to do in the 30 years we've been married, but now we have to. Because somebody's going to get caught out there like that. So what I'm hoping is that Coach Lalisa, through the radio broadcast, through the summit coming up, what I'm hoping is to relieve people of that problem. Let's teach people the importance of entrepreneurship, how it works in this company, in this country, why it's so important right now, why it's relevant right now, and how to get started, even if they're working. It's better, my mother always said, it's better to have and not need than to need and not have. So it's better to have the strategies, have the tips, have the tools in place, know what it takes to run a business, know what it takes to sustain a business, to grow a business, and then if anything should happen where you're at, you're not somewhere sad, despondent, upset because your business, the company that you were with, went out of business. Because as an entrepreneur, because if you, first of all, when you go through the entrepreneurial training that we're offering, when you look at all that it takes to be an entrepreneur, and when you look at what you do every day at work and what other people there are doing, you may kind of get a sense for why the business has to give you a pink slip versus those individuals who get laid off and fired or whatever, and they're clueless. They're like, I don't understand this. Why did this happen? How could this happen? Well, if you were to take entrepreneurial training and business training, you may kind of get an idea. As a matter of fact, and I already know this is going to happen, but I'm not going to say it as if I know this. I'm just going to say, you know, it's a possibility that you might even see it coming, okay, versus the person who just goes to work every day oblivious to the fact of what's happening around them. And then when devastation comes, they're like, what happened? What happened? So if you take these trainings, if you take these courses, the seminars, the webinars, read our ebooks on the topic that we're going to be putting out there to help the not only the entrepreneurs, but the wannabe entrepreneurs, those people who haven't started a business yet, but they're going to be forced to. And it's not a negative on anyone. It's just the way of the world. The economy could not last with all the big businesses that it had. And so economic pressures were placed on big businesses, and they had to shut down. It's no one's fault per se. It's just the cyclical portion of business, right? And God has his hands on it. Believe me, you, because God is going to take care of his people. And when you have people who were not being treated fairly and properly, God was going to step in. This is the way it is. And so now the people have an opportunity to do something that will still allow them to be successful, take care of their families, and still have the lifestyle that they want and that they deserve. Because, yes, we have a right to an abundant life. Yes, we do. I'm going to say it, that you deserve, I deserve it, we deserve it. And we are out of time for today, so don't forget, go to our page on Facebook. You can like our page, Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs. If you type that in Facebook, the page should come up. It shows a flyer that's kind of pink and goldish color. Or you can go to my page, or you can inbox me and ask me about the page. I'll send you the link. Event is happening Saturday, August 25th. We have powerful, powerful speakers lined up. Don't forget the 5 entrepreneurial lifestyle traits that you need to have in place to be a successful entrepreneur. We're going to have more teaching throughout the month. We have a phenomenal entrepreneur coming to the show on Wednesday. You don't want to miss that at 10 a.m. Mark your calendars. We also have Professor Terry Benjamin, another entrepreneur. He comes on Tuesdays, and his newest project, Sexy at 60, talks about this lifestyle change and all those things. Also, he's a college professor. He's a playwright, an author, a film director, you name it. He's doing great things with that. Then on Thursdays, we'll be back again. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're on at 7 a.m. 7 a.m. without fail. Those are the times for Tuesday and Thursday. Thursday mornings, we have a relationship coach on. He also is a young person starting his own business, his motivational speaking business. He started from scratch, and he couldn't be no more than 25 years old. He's starting his motivational speaking business. He's also an author. He's writing a book, so you definitely want to tune in. We'll talk more to him. But I'm telling you, being an entrepreneur, right now, this is the best thing you can do. The only thing you need to do next is to find out how to grow your business. It's easy to get started, but how do you grow it? How do you grow it and sustain yourself? So that's what we're going to be talking about. And I thank you for tuning into the show. Make sure you go back and listen to the archives if you missed.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.